是要长存感念感激的意念。
The next secret is to have a grateful heart.
我们来看创世纪五十章的二十节。
Let's turn to Genesis 50, verse 20.
五十章二十节。
Genesis chapter 50, verse 20.
五十章二十节。
Genesis chapter 50, verse 20.
Jeremy from San Jose. 五十章二十节。在约瑟受过很多苦之后，神提升他，他回想过去，他可以存着感恩的心。
After Joseph has gone through all of his suffering and he was raised up at the end, he looked back and he was grateful.
这个夫妻生活很重要，就是彼此要常常感念对方的恩惠。
And as couples, they should also be grateful to each other.
也要感念神呢。让我们在人世间彼此相亲相遇相爱。
They should also be grateful to God that they have the opportunity to be loving.
我们想想看，人世间的人有多少
？We can look at the number of people in the world.
但是神却配合我们的配偶给我们。
But out of all of these people, God has joined us too.
所以我们要对神给我们的要心存感谢。
So we must be thankful to God for what we have.
我们看一下箴言十九章十四节。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 19.
箴言十九章十四节。
Proverbs chapter 19 verse 14.
箴言十九章十四节。
Proverbs 19:14.
Crystal, would you please read? 十九章十四节。
Proverbs 19:14.
真的，贤惠的妻特别提到说是神所赐的。
Here it tells us that a prudent wife is from God.
当然，好的先生也是神的恩惠啊。
And of course, a good husband is also a grace from God.
Crystal, 请你继续念十八章二十二节。
Let's also read chapter 18, verse 22.
真的是我们的得到这么好的配偶，跟我们同甘共苦的配偶实在是神的恩惠。
That we can find a spouse to endure life together, it is a grace from God.
所以我们要感谢神，也要感谢对方。
So we must be grateful to God and to each other.
我常常觉得，尤其是我们第一代移民
And especially for the first generation of immigrants.
我常常觉得我们第一代移民常常是赤手品足，是不是？舔手有一。拳手、赤手、偏手、品足，就是大家双手双脚的呢，在这边呢、一起建立一个家园在这边呢得到神的恩惠，可以在这边留下来。
And I believe for the first generation of immigrants, they have to use their own two hands and their own two feet and to work together so they can establish a home in this new land.
真的是我们要感恩对方对神都要有感恩的心。
So they must be grateful to each other between the spouses.
这个是很重要了哈。
This is very important.
我常常觉得我们有时候不会感恩，因为常常觉得不晓得你会不会这种感觉哈。有时候你太太不一定你的第一志愿的哈。
And sometimes I'm not sure if you have this feeling. We're not grateful because our spouse wasn't our first choice.
如果你的事的话，你应该当然要更感谢嘛，对不对？
If your spouse is your first choice, then of course you need to be grateful.
但对很多人可能不是啊，因为有时候你爱对方，对方不一定爱你嘛，对不对？
But for some people, this may not be the case because sometimes you like a person, but they don't like you back.
但是我总觉得我们的配偶不一定是我们的 first choice， 就是我刚中文讲什么？第一志愿，对，虽然我们的配偶不一定是我们的第一志愿，但是我们这样回头想，我们其实是不一定是我们想要的，但是却是最适合我们的。
Although our spouse may not be our first choice, but they are the most compatible to us.
很多人有感恩的心，因为他们从这方面去想，也是实在的。
And some people can have a grateful heart because they think from this direction.
那这也是很实在的，真的是这样。我只是想一想，真的是我们的配偶最适合我们了。
And this is very realistic because our spouse is the most compatible.
我常常想那个亚当哦，亚当有一个肋骨啊，那个就夏娃，削了肋骨放回亚当这里最适合。如果放回别人，大概不是很适合。
And because Eve is made from Adam's rib, so it is best for the rib to return to Adam. The rib may not fit as with somebody else.
我常常想我的婚姻也是这样的，我自己的婚姻也是这样子。
And I think my marriage is this way.
因为我很爱讲话，我太太还好，她是一个很好的听众了。
And I like to talk, but and my wife is a very good listener.
我以前很大男人主义啊，我太太偏偏就是不是大女人主义。
I used to be very chauvinistic, but and my wife was okay with that.
我常常觉得，真的神很懂得我们的需要了。
And I believe that God really understands our needs.
那要感谢哈，一定要试着看对方的长处。
And to be grateful, we must know how to look at the good points of the other person.
人很容易，有的人特别会挑毛病啊。
Some people are very good at very being picky.
当然这不是白纸啊。如果有一张白纸啊，中间有一个点，你看到什么
？If there's a sheet of paper and there's one.
这不是白纸，这个就很难做实验。
If there's one blank sheet of paper and
there's
one dot,
你可以想象哦，那个一张白纸中间一个黑点，你看到什么
？If there's one dot in this white paper, what do you see?
一般人就说，哎，那里有一个黑点吧，对不对？哈。
Most people will say there's a dot on the paper.
那其实我们要看到呢，其实我们看优点就是说，我们要看到还有很多白的地方呢，啊，要去注意到，不要只注意到那个缺点呢。
But if we can look at the good side, then we can see that there's a lot of white space on this paper.
所以。我们要去欣赏对方的优点啊，对对方的缺点呢，要睁一只眼闭一只眼啊。
So we must look at the good points of the other person and try to neglect the bad points.
这个台湾话有很多很好的话，是很古老的很好的话。
There are some old sayings in Taiwanese.
台湾话有一句话讲说哈，懒懒马毛一步踏啊，这个再不好的马都会，他也懂得怎么踢啊。
There's a saying that whether It doesn't matter how bad the horse is, the horse still knows how to kick.
这迈迈阿波毛一波球哦，那个你的太太虽然长得不怎么样，但是她笑起来还是很可爱的啦。
And no matter how ugly your wife is, she still has a smile.
哎，迈迈阿安毛一波秀，那个要说你的先生虽然也是不怎么样，但是他也是有一招，他很懂得疼人家的啦，很懂得爱惜别人的啦。迈迈安毛一波秀，迈迈阿波毛一波球，南丹曼贝毛一波塔。都是有一招的，他们都是有一个优点，让你他们总是有一点东西呢，让你可以很 appreciate， 让你来欣赏他们的。
And no matter how bad your husband is, they still know how to care. Even your spouse is really bad, there are still some good points.
所以我们要懂得去看那个长处啊，优点。
So we have to know how to see the good.
我常常觉得哦，一个人的特点，看你怎么看那个特点哦，你往坏的看就是缺点，往好的看就是真的不错的。
If you look at a certain characteristic of a person, you can look at it both ways, whether it's good or bad.
哎，有的人哦，嫌他的先生太木讷了，太哦，太像一个木头人呐，太木头人了。
Some wives complain that their husbands are too dead.
Yes, to that. 可是他这样也是很老实啊。
But they're still very honest.
他这样是他就是不会在外面乱来，因为他本来就是木，所以他就是不会沾花惹草啊，因为他本来就是木头人嘛，对不对哦
？So because they're so dead and they're so honest, they will not stir up any trouble.
哎，有的人觉得说他的这个，他的先生怎么样？我这里写很多了，有时候忘记，哎，这个。总之呢，总之就是你要看你怎么看，总是有一个优点就对了哈。
Well, no matter what, you can always find good points in a person.
我有一次我记得一个姐妹在谈一个事情呢。
I remember once a sister was talking about this thing.
她说有的先生哦，真的比较不会讲感恩的话。
And she said that some husbands don't know how to say grateful words.
或者是没有那种感恩的心呐、
啊。Or they don't have a then.
她说哦，如果我先生一天到晚跟我讲感恩的话哦。我做牛做马我都甘愿，为他做牛做马我都甘愿的。
And she said that if her husband can say some thankful words, then she's willing to be a cow or animal for the husband.
意思就是说，她无论怎么样，她一定会百般的服侍他就对了啦。
No matter what, she will serve the husband.
我听了那句话，我真的很感动。我说我们做男生的哈，比较 我们当然感激在 心中了，感激在心中。
And when I heard this, I was touched. For the guys, we are always grateful in our heart.
所以我们要常常表示感恩之情。
We should display our gratefulness.
我们再来看第五点，就是要容忍对方的缺点。
And the fifth secret is to accept the partner's weaknesses.
我们看罗马书十五章一节。
Let's look at Romans chapter 15, verse 1.
罗马书十五章一节。
Romans chapter 15, verse 1.
Sunny, would you please read? So we are strong enough to bear with the failing of the weak and not to prove ourselves. Sorry, are you done? So we are strong enough to bear the weakness of the weak and not to prove ourselves.
Those who are strong should bear the weakness of the scruples of the weak.
We are going to read 17 verses. Would you please continue reading verse 17? I'm sorry, 7, verse 7.所以我们要 accept us who he is. 我们要 accept one another. 我们要按他的方式呢来接受他。
We should accept one another as who they are.
要包容他的缺点，因为爱就是凡事包容。
And to accept their weaknesses.
我还记得 Peter 结婚的时候。
I remember when Peter got married.
我帮忙他就是在台上讲道理。
And I helped in the wedding and gave a sermon.
我当时就问对大家一个问题，说你们结婚之后从来没有后悔的，请举手啊。
I asked the audience saying that for those of you who are married, how many of you have never regretted?
后来我就发觉到一双手啊。
And then I noticed a pair of hands.
那是 Jackson 正的手。
And that was Jackson's hand.
那时候他还新婚不久。
At that time, he was still newlywed.
我现在不知道他怎么觉得了，也许他也是不后悔。
I don't know how he feels now. Maybe he still has not regretted.
那这样我们下次要跟他好好讨教一下。
So we have to learn from him.
我听到一位弟兄讲说，一个地方的教会信徒在讲一件事情，我觉得很好玩。
I remember a brother was talking about some things that people in the church were saying.
他说呢，这个在教会里面哦，我找不到一个 role model 可以让我来学习，我找不到一个我真的可以学习的人呢、啊。
He said that I cannot find one role model in church.
包括教会的长老、执事，甚至传道，都我每一个人我都总是可以找到一点哦，就是没有办法来学习啊。
Including all the pastors, elders, deacons, I can always find some fault in them.
我觉得这应该是对的话，这应该是对的。
And I believe this is true.
因为只有一个完全人嘛。对不对？
Because there's only one perfect man.
主耶稣基督啊。
That's Jesus Christ.
我想，如果我们真的要找茬哦，鸡蛋里都说不定都可以挑骨头，真的。
If we want to pick bones, we can even find bones in eggs.
所以要凡事包容。
So we must accept one another's.
我在想，如果我们常常 picking， 就是常常不忍耐哦，常常 very picky 哈、哦，常常讲人家会有什么样的结果？
If we do not bear one another and keep on picking one another,
你想会有什么结果？
What will happen?
啊？ The Lord will pick on you. 这是一个姐妹的心声，她真的她的心声。有一次我去。我跟她聊得很深呐、啊，这个姐妹跟我这样讲啊。
One time I was speaking to a sister and she told me，
她说她结婚这么多年哦，发现到她哦，训练出一个很会吵架的对象。就是说，她结婚这么多年，她发现到哦，她已经训练出一个很会吵架的对手了。
She said that after so many years of marriage, she had trained someone who can argue.
他说他结婚真的，他的先生我也知道，他的先生哦，真的是一个很怎么讲，就是一个好好先生啦，本来就是话很少，一个好好先生这样子啊。
And I know her husband, he's actually a very quiet man.
但是结婚几年之后，他会知道哦，因为大概这个太太很聪明啦，可是可能性子比较急呀、啊、哦，所以有时候。就是因为他太太真的太太学历很高又很聪明，所以可能要求也稍微高一点点，也不一定哦。
And the wife maybe because she is smart and she likes to do things faster.
所以我看他先生大概第二年哦，他先生大概都还是乖乖牌的、啊。
And I think the husband for the first couple of years was okay.
但是我跟你讲了，人的忍耐还是有限度的。
But I believe the patience of a man is limited.
真的，你一直这样 picky 哦，到最后对方哦也是。总他也总是可以找得到话说的，真的。
If you're always so picky, the other person will be able to find words to speak back to you.
所以他说他很后悔，他这么多年来训练出一个很会 picky 的对手，因为他跟你学嘛，你这样子道高一尺，魔高一丈，我就比你更厉害啦。
So she regretted that she has trained someone that can argue with her because he had learned from her.
这个是实话，这是他很深。他很深的一个感受了。
And this is what she felt.
所以当我们的配偶有缺点哦。我想没有其他方法呢，真的好像没有其他方法。
If your partner has some faults, there's no other way.
我特别选这个符号啊，因为我觉得人的缺点跟这个符号差不多啊。
I found this icon because I think our faults are like this icon.
真的，人的缺点有时候你一辈子改不了的。我自己觉得，我太太哦，我已经结婚了快要二十几年了。我太太从结婚第三年跟我讲的缺点，我到如今我就跟她，每次我都跟太太讲，拜托拜托，再多给我一点时间，我会试着改啦，我会试着改啦。
And I believe that it is very, very difficult to change some faults in you, in a person. The faults I have from after 3 years of marriage.
20 years of marriage.
20 years of marriage from the beginning until now, I'm still trying to change those faults.
I keep begging my wife to forgive the same mistakes. 就是真的很难啊，就是不晓得我的基因里面有什么东西，我不知道。
And it's just really hard to change. It must be in my genes.
真的很难要求对方改变，因为那个时候甚至我觉得真的是 handicap。我对我太太讲说，真的我投降了，你只好拜托啊，怎么办？这怎么办呢
？It's really hard to change a person. I feel handicapped and I don't know what to do.
所以到最后就是我们要想办法，真的完全的接受，就是他就是这样子，我一定要把心打开来接受这件事情啊。
So we must learn to open our hearts and just accept who they are.
那慢慢的，我想你只要改自己，对方会被感动啊，会是跟着改啊。
And I believe if you can slowly change yourself, then you can touch the other person, or maybe they'll even they will change.
你先改。
But you have to change yourself first.
对方会慢慢改。
Then the other person will slowly change.
有一个信徒问一个传道。
One member asked the pastor.
这是一个实在的事情。他说，我太太，我觉得她对我的妈妈很不好。这个事情到底要怎么解决
？And the husband asked the pastor, saying that I think my wife is doesn't treat my mother well.
那个传道跟这个信徒这样讲啊。
So the pastor spoke to the member.
第一，你绝对不可以责备你太太。
First, you cannot rebuke your wife.
我觉得这个老传道讲的很有智慧。
I believe this old pastor was very wise.
不会 work 的啦，你责备太太不会 work 的，不会 work 的。
It will not work if you rebuke your wife.
你要他说你要常常为你太太祷告。
But you have to constantly pray for your wife.
有时候需要沟通一下，但是不要责备。
Sometimes you need to communicate, but you should not rebuke.
他真的，这位弟兄常常为太太祷告。
So this brother often pray for his wife.
有一次像这样的大会啊，那个姐妹也参加。
And one time, in an event similar to this.
那次那个姐妹呢，祷告到这个眼泪鼻涕啊，一直流啊，连鼻涕都流出来啊。
During a prayer, that sister was praying until she shed tears.
我想这个姐妹也很想改，但是就是。有一些东西就是卡在那里，她也不晓得怎么办。
And I believe the sister really wanted to change, but there's just something there that she cannot change.
那你做配偶你怎么办呢？你也不能在妈妈之前一直讲太太的不对啊，也不可以这样子啊。
And as a spouse, you cannot keep saying bad things about your wife in front of your mother.
那所以你只好把这个通通包容啦，就是一直代祷，一直求神动工。我想有一天呢、啊，在我们自己的表现好一点的时候呢，事情会跟着改善了。
I believe the only thing you can do is to accept all of this and pray for your wife.
这个是，要真的要爱是还是包容还是相信还是忍耐。
So you must accept the other person's faults.
我们来再来看罗马书十三章的第八节。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 13 verse 8.
这是第六点。
This is the sixth secret.
要常常配合对方的喜好。
It is to be willing to learn, accept, and appreciate your spouse's interests and hobbies.
13 章第八节。
Chapter 13, verse 8.
十三章第八节。
Chapter 13, verse 8.
Nina, would you please read?真的不要做什么东西不可以欠人家，就是在觉得爱上面的要觉得欠他很多。
You should not owe anybody anything, but in love, you should feel that you owe.
Nina, would you please continue reading 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 24. 10章24节，哥林多前书10章24节。
1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 24.
10章24节。
Chapter 10, verse 24.
不要只求自己的益处呢，要求别人的益处，就是对方喜欢的呢，我们要尽量被他配合跟他也尽量去喜欢对方所喜欢的这样子。
Which means that whatever the other person likes, you try to like the same thing.
请问一个问题哈，耶稣说爱你的邻舍如你自己，那个邻舍是指谁
？Let me ask you, when Jesus said that to love your enemy as yourself, who is the enemy?
Neighbor.
Your neighbor, love your neighbor as yourself. Who's the neighbor?
我们查经查过，因为很多人没有跟我们一起查经，所以耶稣在那个，我们来看一下那个路加福音第十章，是不是
？Let's turn to Luke chapter 10.
路加福音第十章
，Luke chapter 10.
二十九节
，verse 29.
十章二十九节
，Luke 10:29.
Crystal, would you please read? 你念过了对不对？我找一个没有念过的，谁啊 ？Amy。所以是你的邻舍哈、耶稣讲了一个比喻，所以结论谁是你的邻舍？来，我们来讲结论。
And Jesus gave a parable. What's the result? Who's your neighbor?
三十七节
，verse 37。
三十七节就是结论哈 ，Amy， 请念。怜悯你的就是你的邻舍了。
Whoever shows you mercy is your neighbor。
我再请一个问题：这个全世界哪一个人最怜悯你？怜悯就是一种爱。全世界哪一个人最爱你
？In this world, who shows you the most mercy or who loves you the most？
凯。应该是这样嘛，对不对？我想我的答案也是跟你一样啊。大概是这样子，就是最怜悯你的大概就是你枕边人啊，真的常常是这样子的啦，是不是
？My answer is the same. The person who shows the most mercy to you is your spouse.
所以你我说，所以说当说爱人如己的时候，谁是最怜悯你的？我觉得当然可能有很多陌生人很怜悯你，但是我觉得全世界最怜悯我们的大概是我们的父母亲或者是我们的配偶。
And to love your neighbor or to love others as yourself, the people who shows you the most love and the most mercy is either your spouse or your parents.
所以我们应该爱他们像我们自己一样。
So we should love them as we love ourselves.
那所以要配合他们的需要哈。
And to accept their needs.
这里有一张祷告无求的哈。
There's a picture of a character playing golf.
应该是嘛哈。我的意思就是说，如果你配偶喜欢祷告无求，你该怎么办？
What if your spouse tells you that I like to play golf and you should play with the spouse?
可是你偏偏又不喜欢高尔夫球，那你怎么办
？But you really hate golf. What do you do?
很心疼。那怎么办？如果你很喜欢高尔夫球，你太太又不喜欢高尔夫球，怎么办
？If you really love golf, but your wife hates it, what do you do?
答案就是要常常配合对方的喜好啊。
And the answer is to be willing to learn, accept, and appreciate your spouse's interests and hobbies.
没有，就是我的意思就是说，真的有个姐妹这样做哎。
There was one sister that actually did so.
她的先生很喜欢打高尔夫球。
Her husband loves to play golf.
结果呢，她太太就跟着下场了，跟着陪着他走路就对了。
And the wife went and played with him.
有个先生跟他太太这样讲啊。
And there's one husband that told the wife.
他请他太太跟他一起打这个 tennis 哈。
The husband told the wife to play tennis with him.
他跟他太太讲，如果你不陪我打，你要叫我去找其他的人吗
？He said that if you don't come play with me, should I go look for someone else to play with?
我觉得这个计划有道理。哎，我不，你不陪我打，总是会有其他人需要，因为这是需要对手的嘛。
Because you need another person to play tennis, so there must be someone else.
所以这个夫妻最好建立有一些共同的兴趣。
So it is better to have common hobbies between the spouses.
我看哈，我们来做一个活动好不好
？Let's have an activity.
如果你们配偶不在你旁边去找你们配偶哈。我看你们配偶都在旁边。
If you're not sitting by your spouse, go and sit by your spouse.
去问一下你的兴趣是什么。
And to ask your spouse what their interests are.
那你要怎么跟他配合
？And how do you coordinate that with your spouse?
两分钟如果你没有配偶的话，你就跟旁边的人聊聊兴趣的问题好了。
If you do not have a spouse,
要配合对方的喜好啊。
Talk to your neighbor to see what kind of hobbies you have.
请找你们的配偶爱聊一下吧。
Go find your spouse.
如果结婚一辈子还不晓得配偶喜欢什么，那很糟糕哦。
If you've been married for a long time, still don't know what your spouse's interests are, that's pretty bad.
好，不然我们大家都比较害羞哈，不然我们下次啊，下一个。
Everybody's kind of shy, so maybe we'll do this next time.
那这个相爱的一个秘诀就是要负起教养子女的。要彼此负起教养子女的责任。
Another secret is to mutually take up the responsibilities of caring for the children.
我们看箴言二十二章第六节。
Let's turn to Proverbs 22:6.
二十二章第六节。
Proverbs chapter 22 verse 6.
二十二章第六节。
Chapter 22 verse 6.
Mike Stacy, would you please read? Okay, take your time.圣经上跟我们讲，我们要这个教养孩童哈，这个孩童就是小时候就要开始教养他了哦。
The Bible tells us that we must train our children, and we train them when they're young.
就到老他也不会偏离啊。
So when they grow old, they will not depart from it.
这个孩子哈，通常都是夫妇双方最爱的一个对象。
Usually, the children, is the target of the love of the parents.
那个婚姻要和谐哈，跟孩子有相当的关系啊。
And to have a peaceful marriage, it has a lot to do with the children.
所以我们要共同负起这个教育的责任。
So you must take up the burden of teaching your children.
有一个姐妹讲一句我觉得很有意思的话。
There's one sister that said something very interesting.
她说我的先生好像校长，我就好像教务主任。
教务主任。
教务主任，
principal，
也对对对。
Okay. She said that my husband is like the principal and I'm like the dean.
因为先生比较忙，但是他总是要出主意。这个教学目标应该孩子应该往哪个目标走？然后呢，太太这个dean嘛，他就把他那个教学目标就把他弄出来了，对不对哈？就是要怎么执行，太太真的去做，但是先生一在那个方向一定要给这样子。
The husband is like the principal. Even though he's busy, he gives some ideas of what to do, and the dean will actually plan out the details and do them.
所以《申命记》第六章啊，圣经上讲说，以色列啊，你要听。那个以色列啊，其实对先生讲的就是你要听，你要尽心尽意尽力爱主你的神。然后在下面就讲到说，你要怎么样教育你的子女，让他无论站着坐着、站着、行着，通通能够有神的话语在他的生命当中啊。
That's why the Bible says, Israel, you must. 太长了，忘记。
对不起。意思就是说呢，我们来读一下好了哈，《申命记》第六章。我们常常读，所以我就想说。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter six.
来，第四节第六章第四节。
Chapter six, verse four.
第六章第四节哈。
Deuteronomy chapter six, verse four.
子嗣娘，请你读好不好？和子嗣娘。六章四节。生命记六章四节。
Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 4.
好，这个就是以色列，这是圣经上这个话哦，不只是写给太太听哦，主要也是先生，所以先生要负起这个家庭教育的责任。
Here, it says, "O Israel, it's not targeted towards the wives only, but especially the husbands."
那第七节特别提到说，你要怎么样让你的儿女呢，在生活当中呢，有一种学习的宗教的环境啊。
And verse 7 tells you how to have in their everyday in the teaching of the children in their everyday life to have religion in it.
我们如果夫妻哦感情很好了哈，但是呢，你的孩子哈，有问题哈，其实这个都成为生命当中最大的痛。
Even if the husband and wife have a very good relationship, but if their children have problems, it will give them a lot of headaches.
我一直记得我祖母跟我讲了一句话。
I remember my grandma told me this.
她已经过世了，她上礼拜丧礼哈。
And she passed away last week.
她一直跟我讲一句话说，一直问我一个问题说，我以后怎么到神那边去交账？因为我的孩子没有教得很好。
And she always tells me that how can I give account?In front of God, because I did not teach my children well.
到年纪大了，这么老了，她的先生早就过世了，她还在问这个问题啊。
Even when she was really very old, her husband already passed away. She is still asking this question.
我们有要一个观念，不要以为我们自己的信仰好，代表我们的孩子呢信仰一定好。
Don't think that because our faith is good, that the faith of our children will also be good.
我本来一直以为应该是这样的，我们信仰的好，我们的孩子信仰应该也不错才对。
I always thought that if our faith is good, then our children's faith will also be good.
但是我就是越看越多，发觉到，这不是常理，真的跟神的恩惠啊，还有我们的用心啊，是有关系的。
From my observation, this is not true. It has to do with the grace of God and how much effort we put into it.
在美国的社会里面，现在有一个运动。
In America, there is this movement.
我常常在有时候在这个电视或是网络上看到，就是希望爸爸早点回家的时候呢，参与孩子的学习的参与孩子的学习世界，跟妈妈呢一起参与这个孩子的一个学习的活动。
And I often see this on the internet or on TV, that they are encouraging the fathers, to teach their children with the mother.
那在访问那个先生的时候呢，他发觉到说，因为两个共同跟孩子的成长有参与呢，发觉到他们的感情也变得更好。
And they interviewed a father, and they said that because he's also involved in the education of their children, they have a better relationship.
这个是我想这是真的，我们可以可以再往这方面来学习的。
And I believe this is true, and this is something we should strive towards.
好，我想我们这一点就到这里哈。
Let's go to
我们再下
next point。
我是 page up， 应该 page down 哈。要常拥有体谅的心怀。
The next secret is to be considerate of each other。
以弗所书五章三十三节。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 5 verse 33。
以弗所书五章三十三节。
Ephesians 5:33。
五章三十三节。
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 33。
没有三十三节。五章有哈，三十三节对。来，我们请谁来读一下 ？Jackson， would you please read？这边提到说要彼此相爱，彼此敬重。
Here says that you should love one another and respect one another.
要体谅哈，我们不可以这个，除了要常常有体谅的心之外呢，不可以亏待对方哈，苦待对方。
In addition to be considerate, we should not treat each other badly.
我们看哥罗西书三章十八节十九节。
Let's turn to Colossians.
哥罗西书三章十八节十九节。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 18 and 19。
三章十八节十九节。
Colossians chapter 3 verses 18 and 19。
Jackson, would you please read? 这边提到说呢，特别提到说不要苦待你的太太。
It says that do not be bitter towards your wife.
我不晓得有没有跟大家讲过，我觉得这个我以前比较不会疼太太。
Sure、
可能现在也还在学习了，不是说现在就会了。
I'm not sure if I shared with you before. In the past, I did not know how to cherish my wife, and I'm still learning today.
我跟大家分享过，因为我是乡下孩子。
Because I come from the countryside.
我不晓得有没有跟大家讲过，我们乡下哦，这个割完稻子吃饭哦。男生先吃，女生等后面。
And in the countryside, after harvest, and you eat, the man will eat first, and then the women will eat.
所以在乡下，我们的女人也是没什么地位了。
So the women in the countryside don't have any status.
那因为我又读中国书，中国人的思想有些思想不是很好。
And because I grew up in Chinese culture.
我们孔夫子不是说君子眼庖厨吗？这个你是君子，你就这个离厨房远一点嘛，对不对？
And there's a saying by Confucius saying that if you're a man, then you should have a distance from the kitchen.
不是有一句话说这个唯有妇女跟小人难养吗？对不对？有听过吗？就是妇女跟小人最难养啦。
And there's also a saying that women and children are the hardest to
women and 啊，不知道，最难养怎么说？很难处理。
They're the hardest to deal with.
因为我们中国书有时候给我们这些不好的观念，就是不是说不好啦，就是比较大男人主义啦。请问中国书有没有什么提到女人至上的？有没有？有没有什么话说女人至上的？有没有
？If you grew up in the Chinese culture and received education, you will not find that there are any women's rights in the education.
有吗？有了，近代有。毛泽东说：“女人可顶半边天。”有没有？有听过？现在毛泽东这样讲的。女人可以顶半边的天，那个天啊，女人可以顶一半的。
But there is a saying by
毛泽东
that women can hold up half of the sky.
这现代人思想，早期的中国人没有这样的思想的。
But in the old older Chinese belief, there are no such sayings.
那以前呢，我也读一些哲学书，我又喜欢读尼采讲一句话，我也觉得很同意啊。他说你要到女人那边去哦，不要忘了带鞭子。尼采说的，尼采是 Nietzsche 是不是 Nietzsche
and I used to like to study philosophy and there's a saying by Nietzsche saying that when you go to a woman you must bring a whip
所以我就是被这样子洗脑，被人家洗脑过了啦、哦、
so I've been brainwashed
那我来美国我就完蛋了、哎、
so I came to the US and that was the end of me
我觉得神一直在教我啦、哦
But God,
因为我对女生、哦、有一些不太好、不太健康的观念。
Because I have some bad ideals about women.
结果我第一个老板、啊、我第一个公司、啊、第一个老板就是个女生、啊、
And my first boss in the U.S. was a woman.
我就觉得女生你就不是说特别的对她特别的在意这样子。
So because she was a woman, I did not really care for her.
啊，结果我不在意她裁员的时候，她就在意我了。哎。
And because I did not care for her, when they were laying off people, she cared for me that way.
那我第二个工作，第二个老板，我第二个工作老板也又是个女生啊。
And my second boss was also female.
我都在想神大概在教我什么东西哈。
I think God was trying to teach me something.
无论怎么样，我们这个不要有大男人主义了哈。
But we should not be chauvinistic.
要用大男人是不会体贴自己的配偶的。
Because they will not care for their spouse.
相对的，女人也不要女人至上的主义。
But women should also try not to be
叫做 feminist 是不是
？Feminist
是不是哈？不要有那样的观念，觉得什么女人就是最厉害这样子。
They should not think that the women are the best.
我们要常常体谅那个做家事。如果你太太配偶没有上班，要知道，其实做家事也蛮辛苦的。
If your wife does not work and does housework, we must understand it is still really hard to do housework.
是不是这样
？Isn't it so?
你不相信，下次让你太太放假一下。
If you don't believe this, give your wife a vacation next time.
我有一次我太太不在家，不小一个礼拜，我真的是叫苦连天。
And there's one time that my wife was not at home for a week, and it was really hard for me.
真的是很多家事是不简单的，我们要体谅她的辛苦。
And all of the housework is actually really hard. We have to understand
那,
that.
太太也要体谅啊，如果先生在工作，太太没有空，要体谅他们在上班也是很辛苦，然后有很多的压力啊。
And if the husband is working and the wife is not, the wife should also understand that there's a lot of pressure from work.
如果有体谅哦，彼此能够 show appreciation， 有体谅哦，你会知道说很多意见不一样呢，就可以。就可以那个冲突可以减低到最低了。
But if you can consider one another, then there will not be too much conflict.
这个体谅哦，圣经上也谈到说，尤其是这是讲义上讲的，帮我照念了哈。有时候有些话我讲不出来，我照念就好了哈。
I'll read from the material.
这些话比较露骨，我不知道怎么讲。哎，我照念了哈。他说呢，要体谅，要感受对方生理的需要。
To be considered, it must consider the physical needs of a person.
要体谅对方不想要的心情。
To consider,
不想要，就是不想要了。
To understand when they say I don't feel like it.
那要彼此要注重彼此之间的爱护。
And you must put emphasis on the care for one another.
不要只让对方一直的保持主动。
And don't let the other spouse be the one that's always more active.
要
proactive.
体察对方的需要。
And you have to seek for the needs of the other person.
要注意生理卫生。
You have to watch health and cleanliness.
要养成洗澡、刷牙、刮胡子的习惯。
You need to have a habit of brushing your teeth and shaving your beard.
借着化妆品或爽身品取悦对方。要用化妆品跟爽身品取悦对方。
就买给他们。
不是，就是要化，就是要爽身一下。
You should put on lotion and makeup.
要借着亲爱的话语、温柔的动作使。双方可以享受对方。
You should use sweet words and gentle gestures to please one another.
因为有些话讲不太出来了。
Some of the words are hard
for me to say. 虽然是在讲台下面，但是我觉得他之所以要有这样的课，我在想，这也是很重要了，
And I think this is important. That's why they are having all of these series of classes.
换句话说，我们要常常注意彼此的需要就对了，
So we should look for the needs of the other person.
我很喜欢这个图画。
I like this picture.
当然，这是老人的手牵着小孩子的手。
And this is a older hand, holding the hand of a child.
我们看到这个老人的手啊，对小孩子啊，非常的关爱。
And we can see the care of the older person.
我们刚读的圣经呢，强壮的要担待软弱人的需要。
The Bible verse that we read that the strong should care for the weak.
所以呢，我们在夫妻生活当中呢，要常常拥有体谅的心怀。
So as husband and wife, we must be considerate towards each other.
我们再来看下一个，常常用诚恳的话语。
The next secret is to constantly communicate through honesty.
我们看以弗所书四章十五节。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4 verse 15.
四章十五节。
Chapter 4 verse 15.
四章十五节。
Chapter 4 verse 15.
我们请 Samuel 帮我们读一下，好不好？
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 15.
这边提到说要在爱中呢说诚实的话。
It says that we must speak truth in love.
说我们。夫妻之间呢，彼此要圆满呢，一定要注重沟通。
If you want to have a good marriage, you must have good communication.
那个在乐园时代，他们彼此没有秘密。乐园时代，他们彼此没有秘密了，都是坦诚相对的。
During the time in the Garden of Eden, they had no secrets.
意思就是说，我们要沟通到呢，真的，可以互相了解的地步。
means that we need to communicate until we can understand one another.
哪里有沟通就哪里有满足了。
If there's communication, then there's fulfillment.
那我常常讲一句话，我很喜欢的一句话就是说，小弟很喜欢一句话，就沟通呢，就是要包括两件事情。
And I like the saying that communication requires two things.
第一个就是撒母耳记上所说的呢，哈拿他倾心吐意。倾心吐意哈 ，pour out her heart， 对不对
？And in First Samuel, it says Hannah poured out her heart.
那再来就是撒母耳的再往下读就是，撒母耳对神说的这个仆人静听。
And and later, Samuel says that the servant will listen.
所以沟通的一个艺术就是你要把你的内心的话讲出来呢，那别人呢真的要用心听。
So in communication, you must pour out your heart, and the other person must listen.
谈话不一定等于沟通。
To talk doesn't mean you're communicating.
是不是这样
？Isn't it so?
谈话可能是沟通的一部分，但是不见得一定达到沟通了。
If you're talking, that may be part of communication, but that's not the full extent of communication.
沟通实在是知道对方真正的那些言语性的、非言语性的表达到底是什么。
In communication, you can understand the things are being expressed in words and the things are not in words.
所以沟通应该包括三部分。
So there are three parts to communication.
交谈，听到了解。
First is speaking, second is listen, and the third is understanding.
常常我们在讲话当中没有得到沟通，就是不晓得你真正心里在想什么。
Sometimes
或者是你真的是这样，你我们会错意的哦。
Sometimes when we talk, we don't really understand or know the hearts of the other person.
比如说你太太会跟你讲，哦，最近好累哦。
For example, your wife may be saying to you, I've been tired recently.
可能你会听人说，哦，你是不是又要想要请一个佣人呢？
And you may be thinking, maybe you want to hire some help.
这个已经没有，他讲我很累，其实他不一定心里想说我要请一个佣人，但是你听的人呢，就说哦，你又在抱怨了，你想要请一个佣人。
When she says that she's tired, it doesn't mean that she's complaining and needs some help.
所以呢，沟通是一件不容易的事情。
So communication is not easy thing.
这个沟通有五部分哈。
There are five parts to communication.
我来谈一谈，那你们来举例子嘛哈，好不好哈？第一层呢，沟通的第一层就是很肤浅的问候。
And the first level of communication is just a greeting.
肤浅的问候，可不可以大家举个例子，一个肤浅的问候
？Can you give examples of greetings?
来 ，Jason， 沟通嘛，哈，第一层谈话沟通。
First level of communication.
肤浅的问候，来举个例子吧。
Just a simple greeting.
肤浅了，肤浅，很简单。
Very simple greeting.
你好吗
？How are you?
Did you eat?
Did you eat?
我说实话哈，那个有时候有些夫妻哈，连肤浅的问候都没有呢。
For some couples, they don't even have this level of communication.
有时候我问我的孩子了哈，讲一些自己的问题比较好讲。
I ask my children.
Hey, 为什么你看到我好像没有看到人一样
？Why when you see me, you act like no one's there.
美国的 kids 好像都这样哦，看到人啊。
The kids in America all act this way.
连肤浅的问候都没有啊。
They don't even have a simple greeting.
其实有时候肤浅的我，如果我一起来，我太太跟我讲说，有没有睡好啊？
And sometimes my wife will ask me, "Did you sleep well?"
应该是很简单嘛，对不对哈？
That's very simple.
没有很深入嘛。
It's not very deep.
虽然很简单，但是有时候也是很窝心的，你知道吗
？Even though it's very simple, but it still touches.
所以我在想，我们不要连第一层都没有达到哈。真的有些夫妻连很基本的问候他都不做了。
So we should at least have this first level communication.
那第二层的这个沟通呢，要进从基本的问候进到谈一个事实。尤其是别人的事实。
And the second level of communication is moving from a simple greeting to talk about a fact about another person.
来举个例子吧。
Let's give an example.
Crystal， 谈别人的事实。
When you are talking, when you're talking about other people.
沟通啊，有时候。 啊，大家举个例子吧。
Let's give an example.
哎，隔壁家的小狗怀孕了呢。哦，就是一个是沟通嘛，对不对？你都谈别人的，而且是一个事实啊。
For example, our neighbor's dog is pregnant. You're talking about somebody else.
这也是一沟通一部分，对不对哈？
这
已经进步从很基本的问候到哎，您在谈这个好像新闻报道啊，至少你有一个交流，这样子。
So you're moving beyond the simple greetings, and you're actually talking about something else. For example, maybe the news.
这个是有帮助的，因为彼此交换一些意见、哦、也是有帮助的啦。但是这个沟通不是真正到沟通，还没有到达真的沟通，因为你只有谈别人的，而且是别人的事情啦。
But still, it's not true communication because we're only talking about other things and other people.
再来一个沟通就是呢，我的想法跟判断。
The third level of communication is to share your opinions.
你谈一个事实，但是再来你的判断是什么？
You're talking about some fact, and then you're sharing your opinions on that fact.
来举个例子吧。
Let's give an example.
罗登，来举个例子吧。我的想法跟判断哦。有没有什么？我们刚谈到谈那个很简单的，今天天气很好。再是隔壁家小狗怀孕了。那在这个都是很肤浅。那再来一个就是。我的想法，我的判断。
And we've moved from saying how are you to talking about the neighbor's dog.
我觉得隔壁的家狗好可爱哦。
The next level is your opinion. It could be I think our neighbor's dog is really cute.
这是你的想法，你已经把你的想法已经不只是讲别人，这是你的想法已经讲到给对方听了。
You're sharing what you think to the other person.
我们车子有点旧了，是不是该换了？
Or to
我的想法
say,
对不对？你的想法是这样子。
Our car is getting kind of old. Maybe you should get a new one. You're sharing your opinion.
这是你的意见跟判断，还没有你的 feeling 没有在里面，
is,
你内心的感受没有在里面。
This is only your opinion. It does not have your feeling yet.
再来就是更是沟通，不是讲你的感觉，你的想法是你那个内在的感受，不只是隔壁家怎么样，你有一个判断，你的一个对对方，你讲这句话。你内心的一个感受到底是什么？可以把它讲得出来。
So the next level is to move beyond that and to be able to share what you feel about something.
再举个例子吧。生活上你有什么？你真的可以把你内心的想法跟对方稍微讲，可以讲得出来的。
That there's some feelings that you have that you can share with another person.
不只是判断别人的事情而已哦。
You're not just having an opinion on some fact.
我们家的花不要种那么多，好不好？我有 allergy 呢。
Let's not grow so many flowers around the house. I have allergies.
真的呢，我真的有一次不了解，真的你不沟通不知道。有一次我回家，怎么会知道我们家的花都死光了？
There's one time that I went home and I realized that all of our flowers have died.
我每次我太太生日的时候，我一定送花，因为我喜欢花嘛。
And every time during my wife's birthday, I will always give her flowers because I like flowers.
可是我太太比较静，她也不讲什么事情，然后。
But my wife's kind of quiet, so she doesn't really say too much.
后来我知道，原来她真的是有 allergy 啊， like, 对花有 allergy， 内心的感受她不讲，我不知道啊。
But later I learned that she's actually allergic to flowers, but she didn't say anything, so I didn't know.
有一个姐妹很喜欢插花。
There's a sister who likes to arrange flowers.
特别插一盆花送给我们家，送到我们家来。
So she arranged a pot of flowers and brought it to our house.
结果呢，我们等她回去的时候，赶快把她拿到外面去。
So after she left, we very quickly took the flowers outside.
这位朋友是一个很亲的亲人呐。
And this friend is actually very close to us.
有时候我们没有把那个内心的，我们对别人的事情有判断，可是沟通是要谈到最后，你敢肯。把你那个 inner 的 feeling 都可以讲出来，才是真正的沟通啊。
So in true communication, we must be able to share our deepest feelings.
但是很诚恳的，像这里所说是很诚恳的，哈 ，honest， 而且 sincerity， 很 sincere。
But as it says here, that it is through honesty and our sincerity that we're sharing our feelings.
所以最后一层就是真的要开放、坦诚、开放的沟通。
And the last level is a wide open communication.
举个例子吧，真的不怕讲自己的缺点，这个就是开放、坦诚，连我自己的隐私缺点，我都可以跟我的配偶来讲的。这个是我想到一个没有秘密，就是 已经没有隐私的沟通了，这个才是真正沟通的极致了。
Will include communications without secrets that you are able to share your own thoughts.
再举个例子来说吧。
Let's give an example.
比如说，你可以跟你配偶讲，真的很坦诚，我没有自信可以改善跟妈妈的关系。
For example, you can tell your spouse saying that I don't have the self-confidence to better the situation between you and my mom.
Me and my in-law.
Oh,
yeah.
Me and my in-law.
这个已经是把他那个他内心的那种一种你他如果你对你配偶不沟通这样子哦，有时候他或者是你，我怎么讲？我是觉得。真的，对方不一定知道，你的配偶不一定知道，原来你内心有这么多挣扎。我真的不知道你在想什么，我真的不知道。
Sometimes if you cannot share in this level, sometimes your spouse doesn't really know the struggles that you're having.
沟通很怕哦，然无笼统，然后呢，就是怎么讲，你就用一个概念呢，把对方把一个事情呢，用一个概念就。很难服笼统的就把它过去了这样子，而且是有时候负面的真的是很不好。